This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
WEEI Afternoons, where football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, the new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. We had a lot of football talk today, if that's what that was. It was more like soap opera football talk, but, you know, tangentially it was close to the football world. Right now, though, we got to get to some real football talk. Ben Volen wrote about Elliott Wolf, and we have to, I think, at least listen to this question. Should Elliott Wolf get credit for what the Patriots are doing right now for some of the roster transformations? Volen writes, once maligned, Josh McDaniels and Elliott Wolf have been integral parts of the Patriots' success this season. This is the line that I think is interesting. It's both damning and interesting. Wolf is batting close to 1,000 this year with the team's offseason moves, a total reversal from 2024 when almost nothing went right. Okay, let's think about that for a second, Ted Johnson. 2024.
Yeah, who was responsible for that roster?
Elliott Wolf was here.
Yep.
And everything went wrong. 2025, Elliott Wolf's still here, but Mike Vrabel and Ryan Cowden and Stretch arrive, and suddenly they're batting 1,000, and everything they do is Midas touch turns to gold. And Ben Volen wants us to credit Elliott Wolf for that. Does that make logical sense to you?
That makes no sense. It makes no sense. Let me just see. So Elliott Wolf, last year, we have to assume with Gerard Mayo, basically the head coach. I mean, it felt like all the coaching hires were Elliott Wolf hires.
Yep.
So a lot of guys that were coaching for the first time in a lot of their positions. Are any of the coaches that he hired last year on the staff still this year?
No.
Except Jeremy Springer is one.
Okay.
But that might be it.
And Mayo's brother, but he's a strength
coach. But he was there because
of his
brother.
And he was already there. And yeah, and he was actually a holdover.
I believe Elliott Wolf, didn't he sign Kyle Duggar to an extension?
He did. Where's he now?
Didn't he draft last year Jalen Polk?
He did.
Didn't he draft Caden Wallace?
He did.
Laydon Robinson?
Did.
Drafted Javon Baker?
Did.
Joe Milton, did he draft him?
Did.
Jaheim Bell, did he draft him?
Did.
You know, was Keon White, Devon Godchild, Jabril Peppers, Juwan Bentley, Joe Cordona, were those guys on this roster last year?
Yep.
And are they on the roster now?
No.
So, with a straight face, Ben, you can write it without a straight face, but you can't say it with a straight face that he's responsible for this year's success. Like, to me, not even a little bit.
Fitzy, can you make an argument?
Yes. Can I make an argument for Elliott Wolf being a great source for Volen? So the quid pro quo was that he wrote a nice puff piece for him? Absolutely.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. Because, like, just that sentence, I'll read it again. Wolf is batting close to 1,000 this year with the team's offseason moves, a total reversal from 2024 when almost nothing went right.
It's it's crazy. I mean, you look at the roster overhaul. There's more than two-thirds of this team is brand spanking new. Other than the quarterback, who a lot of people would say it was the obvious choice, that Drake May at number three.
Oh, yeah.
None of the draft picks that he drafted are here. A year later, 1 year later, they're gone. If that's, please. And then to all of a sudden just say he's responsible for the team's success this year, based on what we saw him do last year, give me a break. When clearly it's Vrabel and his compadres that are the reason why the team has had such a quick turnaround.
And that's not to say, Fitzy, Wolf does nothing. I'm sure he is doing some work.
He's not in Milton's office, like getting moved to the basement right. with his red swing line stapler.
I bet you Mike Vrabel assigns him, like, research this and bring that. You know, I'm being kind of I know you're laughing, but I'm kind of being serious.
That's what normal quality control guys do. He's just a very overpaid quality control guy.
I get it. He was probably involved too much with Wayne Groh, Al Groh, Matt Groh, and the folks that were involved in the drafting of a lot of players that were not terribly successful under the Belichick regime or its end and the Gerard Mayo error. But you can't just imagine that Elliot Wolf is just like, I'm sorry, did you say one or two pumps of the sweetener, Mr. Vrabel?
Hey, real quick, do you know where you got the Wayne Groh, Fitzy?
Yeah, from Heat, of
from
course.
Heat, one
of the, yeah,
okay,
the movie with the greatest shootout of all time.
I just thought he was an idiot.
Nope,
like,
nope.
I had no idea.
That's from the movie Heat.
Okay.
All right.
The thing that bothers me a lot about last year's draft, too, is the different misses. So Jalen Polk was drafted at wide receiver to be, like, plug-and-play ready. Remember when they were talking about that? He's plug-and-play ready. He's good to go. And then Javon Baker was kind of the other end. A lot of talent, probably a little bit of a project. Well, they're both gone. You missed on both styles that you tried to double-dip at wide receiver. And I don't know how you can't blame a lot of that on Elliot Wolf. It's hard for me to blame that on Gerard Mayo. I know he's gone, and that might be the easiest way to do it, but do we think Gerard Mayo was making all these decisions in personnel?
No.
Like, given
that was
what
all, that was all Elliot Wolf.
That was all Elliot Wolf, and it all failed miserably, and it was free agency and the draft. You went over the Duggar and the contracts and the things they gave out. Those were all miserable, and the draft was all miserable. But now I'm supposed to believe suddenly the success of Milton Williams and Matt Collins. Oh, wait. Matt Collins, who played for Josh McDaniels in Vegas and has a pre-existing relationship. Oh, Elliot Wolf gets credit for that. Like, it makes no sense. I'm with Fitzy.
I think part of it is, it's, you know, Elliot, I don't know if Elliot Wolf's calling Volan or maybe it's RKK, because also in that same article, you have RKK throwing flowers to Josh McDaniels.
Okay.
Who a lot of people think that that was a RKK hand-picked selection to be offensive coordinator. So He's raising up the two guys in this article that are his guys, that being Elliot Wolf and Josh McDaniels.
All right, well, I'm going to wait for the next story that Volan breaks, and we need to remember this when he gets information and be like, the payoff. It paid off, Volan. You had that Wolf puff piece, and now you got information X leading into whatever, the offseason or the Super Bowl. But Elliot Wolf, whatever. Do we really care? They've gotten really good.
Nope.
They've gotten much better on the roster.
Just, that article was just over the top, kind of funny, silly.
Do you ever have one of those written about you? A good over the top Ted Johnson puff piece something? Like, what was the puffiest puff piece?
Ted Johnson making Mike Singletary look like a college player.
I'm sure there were some.
Well, the Dick Enberg stuff was close, right?
Yeah.
The romance novels
that. Yeah. I could dig up some, but it was probably around that. Around my, love of romance novels, yes.
All right, coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for Odds and Ends with a little crossover action with our buddy Christian Arcand. I'm interested to get Arcand's view. He's one that's been in some arguments, some feuds. He can be a hothead. I wonder what he thinks of the way Cam Newton has threatened and attacked me along with Stephen A. Smith. Christian Arcand, the crossover, up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.